Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, August 12th, 2019. The Singing Men of GNN launch into a new season of rehearsals beginning tonight at 7 p.m. So, men, if you have a desire to sing and declare the wonders of God, let me personally invite you to join us. We gather at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy on the corner of South Prospect Avenue and Burwash Avenue. We meet in the choir room, so come join us at 7 p.m. tonight. And in fact, to launch this Memorization Monday day, we'll have a reading in just a few minutes. Here's a song by the Singing Men of GNN titled River of Judea. This selection and many others are on our Godly Men CD, the second of three CDs that we've recorded. And so on this Memorization Monday, with much music, I have four selections picked out for you besides our special reading on John 14:6, which is our verse for the week. I'll state it now, and then again with our reading. Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So we'll talk about that verse in just a few minutes as we continue our Memorization Monday readings out of the book by Robert J. Morgan, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. But let's hear from the Singing Men of GNN. Come join us tonight, men, 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. Here's River of Judea by the Singing Men of GNN. just love that song, that arrangement. The Singing Men of GNN recorded that on our Godly Men CD. That's our second CD under the direction of Stephen McClary. And if you missed my opening invitation, tonight at 7 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, we'll gather to kick off a new season of rehearsals. And we already have a presentation scheduled in a few weeks at a women's prison and some other outings, so now would be a great time to join us men. If you need more information or directions, just call the station, 217-367-7777. Well, on this Memorization Monday, we always do a special reading about the verse that we're going to work on all week long. It's John 14:6. The verse states, and this is Jesus speaking, Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." To set up this reading, here's a couple songs by Mark Lowry. The first one, "I Love to Tell the Story," followed by the Gaither Vocal Band with Mark Lowry doing the solo on "Mary, Did You Know?"
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story. It's because I know it's true. It satisfies my longing as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. It will be my theme in glory. I'll tell the old, old story of Jesus and His baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with His hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the dove will speak the praises of the Lamb.
your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Oh, you just have to love those songs. And Mark Lowry, many of you know him as more of a Christian comedian, but he has an excellent voice. And he's sung with the Gaither Vocal Band for many years and is just a delight. I've seen him here locally at the Virginia Theater and other outings. Great guy. And those two songs set up our reading today because we're going to be talking about Jesus. And time willing, I'll close out with another song by Selah, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And we'll see if we have time for an additional song. But the reading out of 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan begins with: On board the missionary ship Duff, one Sunday in December, 1796, Captain James Wilson told his passengers, "I was the youngest of nine children. While I was still a lad, my father, a ship captain, took me to sea. I grew up amid influences of the worst kind. When the war with the American colonies broke out, I enlisted in the King's service and fought in the bloody battle of Bunker Hill. Returning to England, I secured a berth on one of the vessels of the East Indian Company. While sailing towards India, Wilson said, his ship was captured and he was thrown in jail. One night, learning he was to be sold into slavery, he jumped from the prison ramparts into an alligator-infested river. Wilson escaped the river only to be captured. He was stripped, bound, and marched 500 miles. How I survived that terrible march or the tortures of prison, I cannot explain," he said. At length, however, he was returned to England, where, at age 34, he met Pastor John Griffin. Quote, "In 3 hours of conversation, Griffin convinced me of the weakness of my belief in natural religion and planted in my mind certain truths which led to my conversion. The text he used with convincing effort was John 14:6. Wilson purchased a ship and became the first to transport missionaries to the South Pacific. In his preaching, he repeatedly proclaimed John 14:6. It was also a verse he used to bolster his missionaries, saying, dwell much on John 14:6. Jesus is the only source of life abundant for discouraged Christians and the only source of eternal life and hope for a degraded race. This is a timeless verse to learn. We shall dwell much on it." And then in standout brackets is written, compare John 14:6 with Acts 4:12, which says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus is the only highway leading us to God. He is truth personified. He is the source and giver of eternal life, the only way of salvation." Thomas A. Kempis said, "Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without life, there is no living." And the memory tip written here says, Jesus' discourse on, quote, "Let not your hearts be troubled," was interpreted by Thomas, who asked us in John 14:5, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Try imagining the tone of voice Thomas used. Was it gentle and sincere, or edgy and argumentative? As you picture and replay the scene in your mind, you'll soon find you've memorized the entire passage, John 14, 1 through 6. And then there's a quote by A.W. Tozer, Jesus is not one of many ways to approach God, nor is he the best of several ways. He is the only way, A.W. Tozer. Ah, what a great quote. What a great verse, John 14, 6. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Oh, dear one, if you haven't come to terms with who Jesus Christ is as the Savior of the world, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He claims that no one comes to the Father, no one comes to God except through him. Powerful words. It's one of two things. It's either a fact and truthful or a lie, but we know it as truth. What a great verse to work on this week. Much to think about. Here's Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus by Selah, as it's the best thing you can do all day long.
Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory.
Amen and amen. May we turn our eyes upon Jesus all day long. And I'll close out with a portion of a song by the Gaither Vocal Band. It's titled Satisfied with Jesus. As tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday, our special guest will be Keith Allen. He sings with his three sons in a quartet called the Allen Quartet. And he'll share tomorrow about how he's satisfied with Jesus. So join us tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday. Well, in review, our verse for this week, John 14, 6, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen and amen. Let's be satisfied with Jesus today and all week long. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Well, satisfied. I'm satisfied,
Jesus. Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands. My hands looked new. I looked at my feet. They did too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Satisfied.
Satisfied, Jesus.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, Jesus. Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands. My hands looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Well, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, His wonders to perform. You know He plants His feet on every step, and then He rides on every storm. Well, it fixed my feet for running, boys. And then my eyes, He opened up wide.
He fixed my tongue so I can say, praise God, I'm satisfied.
Oh, satisfied.
Satisfied, Jesus.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, Jesus.
said he would be my comfort, said he would be my God. Well, I looked at my hands looked new. I looked at my feet, they did too. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Well, it was way down yonder in the valley, boys, I was wandering all alone. And it was there I met my Jesus. Well, you know he claimed me for his own. And then he put his arms all around me there. And then he drew.